This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALIR. Good, Valentine's is over. We're in the clear. Everybody, we're in the clear. Still didn't get my husband anything, so I'm kind of not in the clear. So I told him whatever he wants to do on the weekend. But remember I was talking to you about how I really don't, you know, want to get any flowers or anything like that. Just get me a steak. You know, I flowers die. I'm really not into that kind of stuff. Well, yesterday, he surprises me at work with flowers. Okay, yeah, no, he doesn't listen to the show. So we're good. I mean, sometimes he does. He'll be driving and it'll turn on and all of a sudden he's like, oh, you're on now. You know, and I listened, so I don't think he heard. The roses were beautiful, mind you. They were beautiful, but okay, so here's the problem. This is what happened. Okay, and I mean, the poor guy, he, you know, wants to surprise me, and, you know, yeah, I'll give him some hibbity-dibbity, but, you know, not yet, because the rose thing didn't work out, you know, as good as it should have, okay? All right, so what happens is, okay, I go to work. I do my show, and then I go to Toro University, Nevada. I teach students, so I'm getting ready to teach them on an STD lecture, okay? Well, apparently, you know, it's a university, so it's big, right? Okay, so the flowers get delivered there, but the flowers come in a box, okay? It, you know, not like a big vase with water in it or whatever. It comes in a box. So it's a box, and so box goes to shipping and receiving, and then it goes to security or whatever. So I'm there. And I'm a few hours in, and, you know, the day's now almost over, because between my show and teaching, you know, starts using up all day. And my husband kind of writes me going, well, what? You know, what? What did I do? He's like, I sent you something for Valentine's Day. Okay, I didn't get it. So I'm like, well, I didn't get it. And he's now thinking that I didn't like him. Okay, and again, he has no idea that I'm not as into flowers as everybody else, okay? So he sent me flowers, and I didn't get them, so I never called him. So now he's kind of getting like, you know, gosh, you know, really? Okay, I'm like, look, I'll find out. So I'm running around a whole entire university trying to find flowers, and everyone's saying, no, there's no flowers. And I'm like, but he's getting this thing on his email saying it was delivered. And I forgot that, you know, a lot of flower companies will just send it in a box. They throw the vase in the box, they throw the flowers in the box, whatever. And I guess when a guy sends a girl flowers, okay, he wants everybody else to see it. It's kind of like a branding thing, like this babe is mine. See, I didn't realize this. See, he knows now that, you know, remember, I used to work with him when we had our practice. So basically, I would work with him. So I didn't really have a lot of interaction with anybody who could later be a potential suitor. Now he's worried, even though we've been married 20 years, he has nothing to worry about, that there are people all around me all the time now. I'm like, what are you talking about? Please, okay? You know, look, I'm yours. So I think husbands want to make sure that their wives or their girlfriends or whatever have big, huge, beautiful bouquets so everybody knows that they're taken. Right? Because he doesn't know if I'm taking my wedding ring off at work. I'm not, you know, but all right, so I get that. All right, so I finally find out that there was a box that came in, and the box is in somebody's office, and that somebody doesn't come back for another hour or two. All right, so now he's kind of getting upset, going, a box? But I didn't send you a box. And then he goes, all right, well, what about the other gift? I'm like, what are you talking about? He goes, I sent you two gifts. So I'm like, another box? So I'm like excited, but I'm running around the place knowing he's getting mad, and I'm like, please, you know, what am I supposed to do with this? Because if it, I you know, I have to teach, whatever. All right, but here's the kicker. That second box was chocolate-covered strawberries. Okay, so now, chocolate-covered strawberries. Okay, so now it's on. So I start hauling through like a lawnmower through everybody's desk, through everybody's office, trying to find out where the hell the chocolate-covered strawberries are. Now, We finally find the flowers. The flowers get delivered to me, and it's in a box. So I'm like, okay, good. I don't know where the chocolate covered strawberries are, but, you know, trust me. Okay, there's other women, right, that work at that university. And if they like chocolate the way I do, by the time I get my chocolate covered strawberries, they're going to be eaten. So I'm like, what the hell do I do? So anyway, I finally get the box of flowers. And I know my husband wants to know that they turned out the way they're supposed to. So I open it up, and I guess there's zip ties all over them. Zip ties. That's a beautiful, it's 24 roses. Beautiful bouquets. But now they're stupid zip ties. Well, I don't have a scissors in my office. Okay, I don't know why. I don't know why. Somebody keeps stealing my scissors. So I can't open up the zip tie. So I try to send a picture to my husband of the flowers because he wants, you know, it's always scary. You order something and you don't know if you're getting screwed. So let's say you spend, I don't know, $150. You want to make sure it looks like $150 worth. So I'm like, okay, he's going to want to see the flowers. He's going to want to see that they're displayed, and he's going to want to see other guys being deterred because I have this big bouquet of flowers. And I can't open up the zip tie. So I'm trying to chew. I'm trying to use the keys. And as I do them, I start to destroy the stems of the flowers. I'm not lying, people. I'm not lying. So the stems of the flowers are now getting cut. And I figured out that if I just cut the stems off, I could slide up the flowers. So there's a vase. I don't like calling it vase, but if I want to make the flowers sound fancier, don't call a vase a vase. I guess you're supposed to call it a vase. I guess it's spelled V-A-Z. I don't know. Okay. I'm not, I don't know about vases or vases. So anyway, I take out the vase, right? And I try not to break it. And there's bubble wrap. Okay. Well, you guys know how much I like bubble wrap. So I start playing with the bubble wrap. I completely forget about the flowers. Now Corey calls again. Did you get the flowers? I'm like, I just got them. So I have to put the bubble wrap away, and I open up the flowers, and now the flowers have no stems. So I'm shoving the whatever, the bulbs of the roses into the vase. And I'm trying to take a picture of it, and all he sees is a vase with a bunch of flowers within the vase. And he goes, is that the vase? I go, yes, it's a vase. It's a beautiful vase. Right, so now, he's like, did you get the chocolate covered strawberries? I go, no, I didn't. I'm wondering if they're not delivered yet. They might be in shipping and receiving or whatever. So meanwhile, I have a class to teach, and I have a class to teach on STDs. And I know y'all think I'm an expert on STDs, you know, but I'm not. So I have to relearn what these STDs are before I lecture them. So I'm running around, and then finally, at the end of the day, at 5 o'clock, I get my chocolate covered strawberries. And so basically, I take a bunch of pictures of me eating chocolate covered strawberries and the vase slash vase with roses in them. So it was beautiful. My husband went all the way out, you know, but because I was so exhausted from all that work that I didn't sleep with them last night. So I gotta step it up here because I think he's furious and he's not going to tell me anything for Valentine's Day. Let's get to some medical headlines when we get back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators' Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof wood-look flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
On the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making this show happen. And guess what, guys? We got Mackenzie working the dial. Oh, yeah, Mackenzie. Oh, this is awesome. You guys have no idea why I am so happy about Mackenzie working the dials. Let me tell you in a sec. By the way, big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter, Dr. Dahlia, and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. But as you guys know, remember, Mackenzie was new, right? Got hired a few weeks back. Well, they told me a few weeks back, and I was really, remember how excited I was? I was like, oh my gosh, fresh meat. You know, because I tick off everybody, all the other producers, so I'm like, finally, somebody's going to like me, right? But then, as immediate as we met Mackenzie, he was gone. Okay, he didn't leave. But he was gone from my show. No, nobody, Dahlia, I thought there was Mackenzie. What's going on? See, what you guys don't realize is in radio, whenever you have somebody new, okay, they don't want you quitting your first day or your first week. So they keep you away from certain hosts that they think is going to force you to quit, you know, or kill yourself or whatever. Okay. And so, you know, as soon as they were like, you know, hi, this is because they're like, ah, you know, like I said, fresh meat, you know, good. You know, and they took them away from me, my show. And, you know, they put the trainers, you know, back in the den with me. Okay. You know, my trainers, Manny, Blake, et cetera, going, look, you guys know how to tame this, you know, shrew. You got this. And I'm like, but I want McKenzie. They're like, nah, 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 nah. You know, you need to be manhandled. Okay, you know, McKenzie is just too young, you know, for him to be thrown to the wolves yet. And the fact that he is working my show today means either A, he's broken in, right? And they're like, he's not going to quit, which is good because I'm excited because I like him. Or B, maybe somebody took a vote in that studio and realized that I really wasn't the worst one, right? I'm not the worst, meanest, craziest radio host. And if that's the case, I may start rising my cool factor just a little bit within the network hierarchy. So this is very cool. You have no idea how awesome it is, okay? Now, mind you, the day is young, okay? By the time I get done with the show, McKenzie could be packing his bags. But my guess is so far so good, so we'll see. But, yeah, see? All right, that was pretty good. Okay, so now, let's talk about some medical news, okay? I think I told you guys too much of my personal life. Now, Aetna chief executive is saying Obamacare is in a death spiral. And we really want to know what chief executive of insurance companies think. And that's why this is such a huge story being reported by the Washington Post. Aetna chief executive Mark Bertolini said today that the Affordable Care Act exchanges, which are the marketplaces, right, where consumers can buy individual health coverage under President Barack Obama's signature health care law, right, he says that these exchanges are in a death spiral. Now, you and I have known that. All right? I mean, you know, we've known that. But when you hear it coming from an insurer, right, who's been on the exchanges, and we don't have that many insurers left, all right, this is obviously very concerning. Okay? Whether you like Obamacare or not, this is concerning. So Bertolini's remarks at the Wall Street Journal's Future of Healthcare event came after we heard yesterday, right, or the day before, that his company's proposed merger with health insurance Humana fell through. Right, this merger apparently is going to cost now Aetna a billion dollars in breakup fees. It's going to cost them, I guess, a billion dollar breakup fee. I didn't even know that they were married to begin with. Right? It also came a day after Humana announced that it's going to pull out of all of its remaining Affordable Care Act exchanges for the year 2018. Why? Apparently they argue that the risk pool was unbalanced because, duh, not enough healthy people were signing up for insurance compared with the number of sick people. So the logic shows just how much the risk pool is deteriorating in the Affordable Care Act and how poorly structured the funding mechanism and premium model would be, according to Bertolini. I think you will see a lot more withdrawals this year of plans. Now, you and I predicted this, right? But years ago, I said, be careful, okay? Hoping that the Affordable Care Act would fail makes things worse. And I don't know how you feel about the merger or not. There's been a lot of discussions on, you know, what happened with the merger between Aetna and Humana. I guess NPR's Scott Hensley reported that a letter leaked to reporters last summer indicated that the CEO had tied his company's decisions about participating in the exchanges to the Justice Department's decision on the merger, and the Justice Department ruled against it. Apparently, the U.S. District Judge John Bates thought that the merger of Aetna and Humana would, quote, likely to substantially lessen competition in markets for individual Medicare Advantage plans and health insurance sold on the public exchanges. So there was some talk that the leverage was Aetna will still stay in Obamacare exchanges to help keep it afloat, and they would need a huge insurer like Aetna in order to make that happen. And there was some talk that in order for the merger to, you know, in order for them to be able to do this, they need to merge with you know, Humana. Apparently, there was another merger blocked between Anthem and Cigna. Now, you guys see what's going on. You had big insurers. You had Humana, Aetna, Anthem, Cigna, and they were trying to go from four down to two. When you start to see more and more merging of these companies, we're starting to go into more of a single payer or one run system. Now, by single payer, they're talking about the government running things. And the government running things, well, we see how Medicaid is run, Medicare, the VA system. So for me, single payer is very concerning. Right? Because if the government was able to, you know, provide a great insurance plan, then hell yeah. I mean, why would I pay large premiums with my insurance? I'd go for the public option. But my guess and your guess is the public option is going to be a very, very stark skeleton type of a plan that doesn't have all the gravy and, you know, and all the young trimmings on it, right? Just going to be kind of, you know, bare bones. All right, you get your one mammogram, but you only get your mammogram when we tell you you get your mammogram, or you get that colonoscopy, or no, don't be checking the prostate. And for those of you going, wait a second here, okay, you know, I'm not a statistic. I think something's going on. I want my doctor to be able to, you know, not just follow a protocol, you know, but, you know, use his art because he went to medical school for years. Same thing with nurse practitioner, PA, et cetera. We want them to use their art of medicine. That wouldn't happen. And so, as we start to see Obamacare itself self-destruct, we're not talking about what the GOP wants to do in terms of repeal and replace. But as we see Obamacare start to self-destruct, that doesn't necessarily mean a good thing. All right. Now, prior to the Trump presidency, yes, we were then looking at, okay, it was designed to obviously fail because you aren't going to have healthy people want to put money into the system. The rates are going to go up. We all knew this was going to happen. I'm sure the government knew it was going to happen. So then they could come in going, you see, we wanted public option. You didn't want it. We gave you Obamacare. It didn't work. Private insurance doesn't work. So let's go back to public option. Now with Trump being president, we'll see. The only thing is we're not hearing a lot about what's going on. Now, it could be just the media is not covering it, or maybe they're methodically putting something together, or maybe the GOP doesn't have a clue how to fix this. You know, you have a bad system. You promised people millions of dollars in subsidies that the government didn't have. You expanded Medicaid with states not, you know, still being financially stable, right? And, you know, with a recession, and all of a sudden we're trying to, you know, come up with a new healthcare system all of a sudden. It's very, very tricky. So I don't know what the answer is. But Bertolini and his company, Aetna, has not decided whether to continue selling insurance in the exchanges in 2018, but it has already exited most of the markets where it previously sold plans. Right now, it's only in 4 states. He pointed out that Aetna is the only insurer left in Nebraska's public exchange. That's it. In my exchange, I believe it's only HMOs. Those were the only options I was given were HMOs. Where's the choice? So health policy experts point out that this quote-unquote death spiral is a technical term and argue that so far there aren't clear signs that his assessment is accurate. You know what? A kindergartner could figure that out. If money's not coming in and people don't want to buy a crappy product, right? And the government has only X amount of money to try to keep it afloat, which I still think is stupid, right? We are spending billions of dollars in subsidies for an insurance rate that went from 250 up to 1,000. Why are we spending the extra 750 per? Why are we even paying insurance companies for that? It's ridiculous. So when Aetna, who is one of the biggest right, insurance companies out there, pulls out, that's a problem. So, according to Cynthia Cox, Associate Director of a Program Focused on Health Reform and Private Insurance at the Kaiser Family Foundation, said that in a true death spiral, the people buying insurance on the exchanges would be progressively sicker group of people. I disagree. Nobody putting money into the system is an issue. 1-877, Doc Felly.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber. Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends, like modern, waterproof woodlook flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
Don't become dependent on the medical system. Get and stay healthy naturally with Extendivite. Metals in the liver cause peroxides to get dumped into the bloodstream. Peroxides do more damage than free radicals to the arteries, and the LDL has no protection from peroxides, causing the LDL to get stuck in the arteries, creating a potential blockage. Extendivite slowly chelates the metals away from the liver so it can dispose of what was meant to be a harmless process, peroxide. Extendivite's seven herbs has a job to strengthen the organs and circulatory highway. Can you afford a heart attack? Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So bacteria found in rat urine has killed one person in the Bronx section of New York City and infected two others there, now prompting an investigation and an emergency meeting to inform residents of the danger. Now, the disease that people are getting or that they got from rat pee is leptospirosis. It's a bacterial disease that affects humans and animals, according to the CDC. It can lead to kidney or liver failure or meningitis. According to the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, the three known victims suffered from acute kidney and liver failure because of rat pee. Officials say they plan to hold an emergency meeting Wednesday night to inform the New York community about leptospirosis and just how deadly it could be. They say the best way to prevent falling victim to leptospirosis is to avoid coming in contact with rats and places where rats likely urinate. People are also being told that they better clean their hands and keep their hands clean. Yet residents are staying away from areas where rats live. They say it's kind of out of their control because there's apparently huge populations of rats in the city. According to one resident, says, the thing is, we have a lot of rats, not just in the building, but the train is full of them. So when they take a train to work, they're around rats. I can't go outside with my dog because he has to go over rats. This is in the basement. This is on my floor. This is the whole building. They run from underneath your stove, your refrigerator. My apartment is very clean, but it doesn't matter. There's just holes where they find their way in. Everything I wash, I have to use bleach because they run around rampantly like they're a part of your house. Yeah, you see, it's interesting. You know, here I am. You know, we'll get a cricket. We'll get a cockroach. There'll be a black widow spider. But the only things scampering around my house are the cats. You know, the dog doesn't scamper. The dog just, you know, kind of plotzes right in the middle of the living room. And it's funny because the cats do. They scamper around like they own the place. You don't own the place. You don't pay rent. You pay rent. Cats run around the place. But same thing like the rats. That's what they're doing. They say between 2006 and 2016, there were a total of 26 cases of leptospirosis in New York City, with 8 of those cases in the Bronx, noted with the New York Times. Now, I this is very frustrating. I mean, this is what, 2017, and we are dealing with rat-infested diseases in our common city, our common cities. And, you know, leptospirosis is just one of them. You know, let me see, diseases brought in by rats, we could... I want to pull up all of them because there's a huge list. All right, I want to. And we're not talking about little baby mice. We're talking about little baby rats. So, looking at the certain diseases, one thing that we were very frightened about was bubonic plague. Okay? Remember, there was, I believe, a child who, while camping, touched something that I guess had the rodent feces, and from that, the child got bubonic plague. And it's scary. Okay? And also, fleas can carry it too. So we see it in the western part of the United States. And if you have, let's say, a flea that's infected from bubonic plague, and they, and you, I guess, get bitten by this, right? Or you breathe it in or somehow take it in, which is Yersinia pestis, the bacteria, it could kill you. And it's usually fatal within a few days. It could also kill many people very quickly. So there's a pneumonic plague, which killed millions. And pneumonic plague, it can be, in the past, that could be transmitted through respiratory droplet transmission. So bubonic plague, it's a little more difficult than pneumonic plague, but still, these plagues obviously can kill people by the thousands. And again, rats are at the cornerstone of this. Again, we're not talking about little baby cute little mice. Also, mice and rats carry salmonella. Right? You know, you have the mouse droppings. This could get into the food. You could get horrible gastroenteritis. For anybody that's ever had salmonella disease, it is bad. And it can unfortunately cause electrolyte disturbances. You could get very dehydrated. And so, you know, with salmonella, you know, we tell people, look, if you have a little pet mouse, if you have a little pet, if you have a turtle, remember we were talking about the salmonella scare with turtles? Kids would have pet turtles. Then they wouldn't wash their hands good enough. And then they would unfortunately eat, then they get sick. There's also something called rat bite fever. Rat bite fever is fatal in 10% of the cases. And this is a bacteria that enters through bites. So if you get bit by a rat or if you get exposed to their urine, let's say the urine gets into your wound. I don't know. Let's say you cut yourself or you scratch yourself and you don't know. And then you're on the ground, I guess, let's say looking for an earring. And that wound touched ground that had rat urine on it. That could also cause you to be infected. All right? Tapeworms. They say rats host small tapeworms of the genus Hymenolepis. And this, yeah, it's called Hymenolepis? Hymenolepis. Hymenolepis. All right? And this could spread, stop giggling. And this could spread to humans eating foods contaminated with rat droppings or when hands are dirtied by droppings and not washed before meals. And you guys are like, I'm not going to get tapeworms in my house. Yeah, but what if you go out to eat? What if you're at a restaurant and that restaurant has rats? Remember I talked to you guys about how people really do restaurants in by when they want to lie and make their ex-boss suffer? They go online and they say, yeah, the restaurant has rats. Okay, people are scared. Yeah, when I was a little kid, I'd never understood with Tom and Jerry why everybody would freak out with, is Jerry the mouse? I think Tom is the cat. Okay, where little, here's cute little Jerry running around the place. So cute little mouse. And the women in the cartoon, they were always wearing skirts or whatever because these were old cartoons, would jump up on a chair and scream and start hitting the mouse. And I remember asking my mom, going, oh, my gosh, I mean, what is wrong? It's just a little mouse. And my mom's like, well, because they spread disease. And I'm like, that little thing can spread disease? What about the cat? I mean, you guys have seen, you know, your cats, they sit there and clean themselves, right? they bring their poo-poo powder over to your pillow. I'm more worried about getting plague from my cat, but apparently rats and mice are issues. There's something called murine typhus, which is typhus transmitted from rats and mice via a flea bite. Now, you could treat it with antibiotics, but it could also cause death in the elderly or make individuals sick. Symptoms include vomiting, fever, headache, myalgia, cough, etc. So there's tons of different diseases that unfortunately can affect. But with this leptospirosis caused by spirochetes are very similar to what causes syphilis. Okay, it's a bacteria, but it's a spirochete. It's a type of bacteria. And these microorganisms have a very broad host range. So not only can leptospirosis, you know, affect humans, but it could also affect other animals. So let's say you have pets in the house. So now the pet dealing with the urine could unfortunately affect you. You also have mucous membranes, eyes, things like that. So let's say you touch the ground, then you wipe your eye. Now you can get it in through your mucous membranes. So what would leptospirosis look like? Well, you could have vomiting. You could have fever. You could have an intense headache. You could have myalgias, which are muscle aches. And many times patients may look like they're doing better, but then all of a sudden they could go into a phase where it leads to meningitis. And we've talked about meningitis, where you get an infection along the meninges of the brain and the spinal cord. That could cause brain disease, could also cause death. And this leptospirosis, like what happened in the Bronx with that one patient, liver damage, kidney failure. So, you know, we don't like to mess around when it comes to these. And when it comes to rats, I don't know what they need to do. We've been talking for years about how New York has been dealing with a rat infestation. Let me just pull up here what the latest is. Okay, hold on a second. And it's, I love New York. I love it. And, you know, yeah, they've always talked about big cities and London rats, etc. But, you know, apparently rats being there has been kind of a big thing. And in fact, scientists showed us how big these rats can get. And I'm looking at a picture right now of a person's hand next to a rat. The rat is bigger than what probably a NBA player's foot would be. I mean, that's how big this rat is. Right now, it's they're looking at one that's about 100 or 1.5 pounds. Oh, my gosh, 100-pound rat. That would be pretty scary. Oh, man, these are some big sucker rats. They look juicy, though, if you're ever hungry. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Speak, speak. speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny, or
serious,
you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. For those of you that want to learn medical Spanish or health Spanish, we have an easy course under 2 hours that you could take. And we're talking, you could do that 2 hours over a course of a week even. You don't have to sit down and do it. With quizzes, you get a certificate when you finish, and you will be fairly fluent in being able to ask a lot of the medical questions and understanding a lot of the medical terms. Go to learnhealthspanish.com. and check that out. Oh, and use discount code DDW so you get a discount too. Even though I think the total price is under $50 and not that expensive. But it's a great course, great gift if you want to give somebody a gift for those of you kind of late with Valentine's Day gifts. You know, speaking Espanol, está muy bien, ¿sí? It's beautiful, it's fun, and it's a great gift. Now, speaking of languages, okay, one of my listeners asked me if Fox News gets their information from Great Britain. I said Great Britain, but Britain. Why are there so many British words in their news articles? Now, yes, Fox News is America-based, but I believe that, you know, many news outlets, they communicate very frequently between Great Britain and New York, as well as we have many people who are British in New York. You know, I think it's only like a 5-hour flight. And so, you know, Britain is closer, you know, to New York than some parts of America, believe it or not. So I don't know why many of the Fox News articles may have British in there, but I found an article which is very interesting. By the way, the Daily Mail and dailymail.com is Great Britain based. So it's and a lot of mail, or not, I don't want to say a lot of mail, but a lot of news that you will hear on, let's say, your local TV, etc., this Daily Mail comes up with some amazing stories, and they come up with the information before many American sites do, because Great Britain is up before we are, right? Because there's, I think, they have a 5-hour or a 3-hour time difference, I forget. So many times you guys will be reading this, and then you'll be like, wait a second, I just saw that on local TV, but this was a British newspaper. That's because many, American reporters will look at this. I look at the Daily Mail all the time because I want to get the information as quickly as possible. In fact, they were already, you know, streaming and already reporting on the Super Bowl. And they had articles, you know, showing when, you know, Tom Brady was on the ground after he, you know, threw an interception during the Super Bowl. You saw him on the ground, and they were like, you know, look, their hopes of getting a fifth Super Bowl win is, you know, already kind of, you know, spiraling. And then I was watching it, and it's like they were right on top of it. And that's in Great Britain. So, you know, we have a lot of, in terms of, you know, the media, we have a lot of, cohesiveness, synergy between the two countries. But a lot of you will see words, okay, and you'll be a little frustrated that you don't understand them. And there's this article here giving us 63 differences between U.S. and British English. And this is kind of pretty cool, all right, because they will say, like, car park. You know, and I'll be talking about a story, and I'll tell you, I'm reading it from Daily Mail, and they said this occurred at a car park. Well, a car park is a parking lot. So they still use some different words for different things. So let me give you guys a quick lesson, because it's pretty cool. All right, so if you say counterclockwise, in Great Britain, they say anti-clockwise. They'll still say autumn, just like we do, but we may not use autumn. We'll use fall, you know, in the fall. I remember when I was a kid, we used autumn in the autumn, but we don't say that as much. We say fall. Remember, if a word sounds fancier and prettier and more, you know, fancier English, it's usually, you know, British. If it's quicker and shorter, it'll usually be like American. So, for example, attorneys. Well, we have a lot of names for attorneys out here in America. They call them barristers or barristers. I can't do the accent. Barrister? Barrister. I can't do the accent. Okay, we have cookies. We're like, cookie. They call them biscuits. Right? Would you like a biscuit? No, I don't want a biscuit. I want a cookie. Trying to give you a bloody biscuit, take the biscuit. No, I want a cookie. You know, like Cookie Monster. Cookie. Just eat the dumb biscuit. Anyway, so that's a biscuit is a cookie. If you need to check under the hood of your car, we call it a hood. They call it a bonnet. A bonnet. If you have to put something in the trunk, they'll say throw it in the boot of the car. The boot. Like boot. Right? Cab, we go grab a cab. They call them taxis, and we call them taxis. Our French fries, they over there call them chips. You guys know that, right? So if you decide to go to Great Britain and you want to get a Big Mac and fries, you go, I love a Big Mac and some chips, please. Right, but if you really want chips, you have to call them crisps. They call them crisps in Great Britain. Okay? Now, this is interesting. We have a stove. They call it a cooker. That kind of makes sense. You know, not as fancy, but it makes sense. Okay? We have drapes and curtains. They call them curtains. Curtain sounds fancy. We have pacifiers for babies. They call them dummies. Dummies for babies. They call the little pacifiers dummies. I doubt they call their baby a dummy. But the little pacifiers go dummies. Dungarees instead of overalls. Garbage collectors, they call dustmen. We say movie. You know, do you guys want to go to the movies? They call them films. An apartment they call a flat. You guys know that. Let's say you're driving, and they'll say, and you're trying to figure out where to make a turn. And you're like, you know, they're trying to tell you, you know, let's say the next overpass, okay? They don't call it an overpass. They go the next flyover. Like, flyover, but I'm not near the airport. A flyover is an overpass. You know this, you know, soccer and football are sometimes interchanged. You know, we'll call football, they'll call it, soccer for us is football to them. And if you say football, they're thinking soccer. Rather than a yard, they call it a garden. Rather than a purse, they call it a handbag. A vacation, they call holiday. Where are you going on holiday? Well, it isn't a holiday. But I'm going to take a vacation. Yes, on holiday. No, there's not a holiday in June. I'm just taking a vacation. So, yeah. Jell-O, they call jelly. If they tell you to take the elevator, they'll tell you to go take the lift. And you're like, okay, wait a second. I know I've gained some weight, but I don't need a forklift. You need to take the lift to the second floor. I don't need a lift. I just need an elevator. Thank you. All right. And that's rude. No, it's called a lift. Trucks are called lorries. Remember, unfortunately, the attack that happened during Christmas time in Germany? They kept calling it a lorry that rammed through and killed people. A lorry is a truck. Okay? If they think you're crazy insane, they'll go, are you mad? Marvelous, same thing. Rather than motorcycle, they call it a motorbike. A highway is called a motorway. Right? So for us, a motorway is where you take those cars and get to drive around like crazy and, you know, pay for tickets. Motorway is highway. Diapers are called nappies. Oh my, you got the stinky nappy, don't you? No, my nap is fine. Nappy's a diaper. Alright? License plate is number plate. Sidewalk is pavement. Gasoline is petrol. Very fancy stuff. Alright? If you say, will you mail this to me? Oh, in a post? Post. No, don't post anything online. Just mail it. Oh, mail is post. A bar is a pub. A restroom is called a public toilet. Now, I thought that's very cool. If the British are calling it a toilet, now I don't feel bad for calling it the crapper. A line is called a queue, right? Standing in line. So if you're like, well, where do I go? I need to go. They go, get into queue. Get into queue? What are you talking about? Railroad is railway. Garbage is rubbish. That's a bunch of rubbish. An eraser is called rubber. So you got to be careful. If you're overseas and you want rubbers, they may just hand you a bunch of pencil erasers. So you got to know the difference. An eraser is called rubber. I think pajamas, they spell it differently. Pajamas. And then a store is a shop. All right, there's even more words. Wow, a zipper is called a zip. A flashlight's called a torch. And a faucet's called a tap. All right, man, glad to teach you guys something. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, Somabiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that Somabiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. Somabiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Somabiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Now's the time to refresh your home and save at Lumber Liquidators Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale. Our stores are packed with the latest spring trends like modern waterproof woodlook flooring. It's up to 34% off. Or choose from more than 200 styles of pre-finished hardwood from $149. Get deals on over 55 varieties of bamboo from $159. More from 59 cents and special financing. The Spring Flooring Kickoff Sale ends Tuesday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.